let's go on to the second letter in the word cross, the letter R. What did Jesus accomplish on the cross, beginning with R? He routed the devil. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. This is a verse that talks about Jesus sharing in our humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus not only dealt with sin on the cross, he also dealt with Satan, the devil, the enemy of our souls. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, we read of how sin first entered the world when the devil, masquerading as a serpent, deceived Eve, the first woman, into disobeying God. Following this, God said to the devil that a time would come when one of Eve's descendants would crush his head. Now, if someone crushes your head, you're in big trouble. Because a head injury can be the most debilitating of all injuries. Bible commentators generally agree that this promise given in Genesis was fulfilled on the cross when Jesus dealt a deadly blow to the devil. We've just read, and you see there in Hebrews 2:14, that by his death, Jesus broke the devil's power. What does that mean? Well, for one thing, he broke the devil's power to accuse and condemn pardoned sinners. I want you to listen very, very carefully to this, because I'm quite sure that there's somebody here this morning who needs to hear this. He broke the devil's power to accuse and condemn pardoned sinners. Colossians 2, verse 14 helps us here. This verse talks about Christ cancelling, there's atonement, you see, cancelling the record of debt that was against us by nailing it to his cross. This record of debt included all the sins that we've stacked up in the course of our lives, as well as those sins that we will yet commit. Jesus took that list and nailed it to the cross. I don't know how many of you are visual learners, different styles of learning. Some people learn by image. Well, when I try to visualize the crucifixion, when I try to visualize Jesus on the cross, I cannot see the list of my sins, because Jesus is also nailed to the cross. And from his pierced hands and pierced feet, his blood flows liberally, completely obliterating the record of my sin. Doesn't that make you want to stand up and shout, hallelujah? Completely obliterating the record of my sin. I can't see it. I can't see it. My sins are covered. Atonement has been made. What was wrong in my relationship with God has been put right. For those who are trusting in Jesus, Satan's weapon of condemnation has been nullified. Romans 8, verse 1 says this: there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Take heart. If, as a follower of Jesus, you're feeling the condemnation of Satan, distinguish between his condemnation and the Spirit's conviction. The power to condemn, pardon sinners, was broken at the cross. The sins that we as followers of Jesus have committed are covered over. They're not covered up. They are covered over. And our God will never look upon them again. We are totally forgiven.